This is our Be Moment. Our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am encouraging you about those times when God empowers you to say, go on home. This is precisely what he did for King Solomon. King David was on his deathbed when his son Adonijah attempted to make himself king. He thought if he moved quickly to secure key support, he could install himself as king and it would be too late for anyone to do anything about it. First, he provided himself with chariots and horses, and he recruited 50 men to run in front of them. Next, he recruited the army commander and one of the leading priests and held this elaborate ceremony where all the officials of Judah attended. So by this point, things look quite official, that Adonijah will be the next king. Isn't it funny how God can wait until that moment when all hope seems lost, that he will turn the entire situation around? That's likely because he wants us to focus on him and not the situation. When David learned about this scheme, he put into motion his own anointing ceremony. The scriptures say the celebration was so jubilant, the earth shook. When Adonijah and his guests heard the loud celebration, his guests scattered, and he ran to the altar to pray that Solomon would not kill him. When Solomon later called for him, Adonijah entered and bowed low before him. Solomon later dismissed him by saying, go on home. As you reflect on that, remember these words, if you listen carefully and do all that I say, I will be an enemy to your enemies and will oppose those who oppose you. Exodus 23:22. Share today's message and watch Be Moments every Wednesday on the Bruce of Blessings YouTube channel. So today, think, go on home.